Squirrels. Welcome back to Squelch. I'm Dano.
I'm Matt at Arms.
I'm Electric Beep City.
And I'm Storm Rage. And we're here to remind you, Hearthstone's game. And games, they're supposed to be friends. And today, maybe not as friendly. Maybe there are some issues. Maybe there's, you know, sometimes friends get a little off base, and you just gotta check in and recommunicate and just make sure that you've still got a healthy relationship with your friends.
That's true.
Yeah. And nothing in particular there, right? Nothing.
No,
nothing
not
at
referencing
all.
Anything at all. No. Just cool. A general broad statement.
No, it checks out. I can't think of anything that would be apropos to.
Yeah. No, I think it's fine.
Yeah, just a random statement to lead drop to start the show.
Right?
I think, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Think
this
it's
is the
important
way.
To say.
It
you
is.
Know, I think from now on, it's all goofs. All goofs for the rest of the podcast.
Indeed.
Nothing but sillies!
Speaking of only jokes and nothing serious or sad, Matt, what have you got for us?
So I'm just going to take a break from Squelch a bit. Nothing with you guys. Just not sure how long at this point it's going to be. I haven't quite figured it out yet, but it's like, it's kind of been in the back of my mind for a while. And well, the stuff that happened last week post our show, which was a pretty good show, I thought, kind of pushed it into the back, kind of like forefront of my mind, and kind of made me reexamine a few things. I'm kind of dropping off. I need to focus on a bunch of things, you know, my relationship with the game outside of actually having to talk about it every week. Relationship with my family, my kid, who's about to turn 13, which is ridiculous. Focusing on work, focusing on the day-to-day stuff, you know, need to focus on myself, which I haven't done in a while. And honestly, I haven't played the game a lot in the last couple weeks for reasons outside of the things we're going to talk about on the show, but also like things on the stuff that we're talking about on the show kind of exacerbated a little bit. I really felt like I'm not able to contribute the way I've wanted to. So, I'm just kind of like coasting, and I don't want to be the guy like who goes on a Hearthstone podcast and doesn't talk about playing Hearthstone. So good news is for the rest of y'all on the show, you don't have to worry about the Eastern time zone anymore.
Ooh.
That's a good point.
That is, you know, so like, fair. you know, you have to worry about, does Matt have to go to bed at a certain hour? Like, let's not have to worry about that. I'm just looking back, like, I've been playing Hearthstone for 10 years. I've done Hearthstone podcasting for at least 6 of those years between this and Hero Power and other projects kind of going off and on. I'll still be around. I'll still be on all the Discords. I still kind of hang out in, like, co-op voice chat every once in a while. I still might jump on the pod from time to time. I haven't figured that out yet. So I just like, it might be a monthly thing. It might be fewer than that. I don't know. Whenever y'all need a fourth host, I guess. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm taking a break from the show. You won't hear me ramble on and other things like that. I just want to thank everybody on the show and everybody who's ever been on the show. Joel, you guys. Magooch. And Dan, thanks for dragging me on this show. Literally, you dragged me on the show. I appreciate it. You've been honestly my best friend for years, and I love it.
Yeah, same. Back at you.
Storm Rage, you've been just brought the right amount of chaos to the show, and I love it. It's just
perfect.
Sheep, thank you for joining in recently. You've been just a fresh breath of fresh positivity, as I wrote in my notes here. That I felt like I used to have, but it's been missing for a while, and I'm kind of glad you're here to represent that. And yeah, and Joel, since he's not here, but you know, he's awesome. I love Joel. So yeah. Anyway, can we get to the goofs now, please?
No.
Matt.
Apparently you haven't been paying attention. There are no goofs this week, Matt. Yeah. There are no goofs. No goofs. We are goofless.
Oops, no goofs.
Well, oops, no goofs. That's the new stuff.
Is that the title of the episode?
It is definitely the title of the episode. No, Matt, like, honestly, though, like, you are a major part of the podcast. And, like, there were many weeks where it was, like, it felt like between me and Joel, like, there was no energy. And Matt was like, okay, we're doing this. Let's go ahead and get this done. Mm-hmm. We are recording a Hearthstone podcast, and I will be the responsible one and tell you what happened this week in Hearthstone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks a bunch for you know, doing this podcast. And it's been super fun. And it was always fun. It was always been a lot of fun. So I appreciate that. I totally get where you're coming from. It's you'd think that it's just an hour a week. It's no big deal, no, right? But like, it is shocking how much that hour a week, like, is just so much work. Mm-hmm. So I completely get it, and I think everyone who listens gets it as well. And that's you've been Hearthstone podcasting for as long as anybody at this point, really. I mean, Blister Guy probably has been at it longer.
Yeah, like Hat was at it longer before he got up. Before
but
he
like
got
Hat's not active abducted anymore.
Abducted by Blizzard.
So.
Abducted by Blizzard. No, he's much more active now. And I this week. Oh, can we all collectively as a podcast community buy Hat some like really good Japanese whiskey and send it to him?
It's a great question.
You know, can we make that work? I don't know.
Yeah, we probably.
I would contribute to that GoFundMe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. GoFundMe as Hat gets a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was... pull your PTO or sick time together.
Yeah, that's a brutal job.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say they're not paying Hat enough.
No.
They're just not.
Whatever they're paying them, double it. Paying him double it, like, quite honestly, that's especially after this week. So anyway,
yeah, I haven't been on social media much lately at all. Actually, it's been, you know, nice. I imagine there aren't many Hearthstone devs active on the old social medias these days.
They popped up today, but that's about it.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Matt, for being awesome and being a ton of fun on the podcast. And obviously you're not going anywhere, but yeah, sometimes you got to just be able to be like, yeah, it's Monday night and I am not going to record a podcast. I am going to hang out with my son or something like that.
Or go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Or go to bed at a reasonable hour. Yes. Isn't that the truth? It's remarkable. I was thinking about this the other day. It is remarkable how old this podcast makes me feel, because I'm like, oh, I am not going to get to bed like on time. And like this extra hour that pushes me back, it's brutal. I'm just like, just absolutely wiped the next day.
Yeah. So,
but
anyway,
cool.
Podcast. Goofs.
Hold up. I would like to also say something. Hey, Matt swore. Matt did a swear, everybody. Matt did a swear on his last show.
Yeah.
Cool. Matt gets to edit the podcast this week. Congratulations on your last show, Matt.
Matt, I have just very much enjoyed you, and I don't want to make a huge deal about this because I'm hopeful that there will come a time where that relationship with the game, with another things, are become in a better spot, and you're able to come back on in a permanent fashion. But I have appreciated you as a co-host immensely. You are incredibly supportive. You're incredibly kind. You're very, very funny. I have enjoyed our duo episodes a lot, and I just am very grateful for the time that we got to spend together and how supportive you were of me coming onto the show when it was kind of just you and Dano for a little while, and I was like, hey, if you guys need me for like an episode or two more, I had a lot of fun. You were like, great, you're a permanent co-host. And I was like, okay, wait, hold up, what? Okay. And it just kind of happened, and it was really affirming to just be welcomed on and be like, and now you're here. Okay, cool. So thank you for all the kindness and the laughs we've had along the way.
We'll be back after a quick break. Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off. The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Yep.
And, you know, I also have to say, Matt, like, from listening to you back in the day on Hero Power to, you know, now in Squelch, like, you've been a constant fixtures in my fixture, singular, in my ears. And while I'm sad to see you, like, take a step back from my ear holes, I'm very happy that you're exploring a healthy relationship with the game. And, like, priorities are important, and you have your priorities straight. So I'm very happy for you to explore and see what your relationship with the game looks like outside of podcasting for it.
Yeah.
I mean, we will still be friends and talking. I have zero doubts, and I'm sad that we won't get to, you know, speak as frequently verbally, but happy that you're making some time for yourself, friend. So,
oh, thank you.
It's bittersweet.
Well, thank you. Thank all of you. Like, appreciate it. It feels good to be appreciated. And can we move on, please?
Yeah, I was going to say, I only allotted 10 minutes for that, and we've just passed 10 minutes. So, like, we're just, like, that's it. Like, that's all the thank yous for Matt that we have time for. So,
I can go again if you want. Like, that.
No, please don't. Sure? I will swear again.
I didn't even hear it, so I have to go back and find it. I mean,
it wasn't
note, like 13
bad.
Minutes? Question mark.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't a Storm Rage level swear. It was more like a Minnesota.
Wow!
It was just the most casual F-bomb drop there, Storm Rage. It was just like, and here I do a swear, and you're like, I'm like, oh man, gotta go and find that, and like find the quack on my new computer, and it's like all the work. It's like 5 minutes of work you've added to my week. It's brutal.
I will self-censor myself on my audio. How about that?
You really don't need to. I can find it. It's really not a big deal.
All right, fine.
Cool. Sorry, should we move on and thank some patrons?
Please.
I think we should.
Thanks. I am pretty incredible.
Hey, patrons. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate all of you. This week's patron of the week, Torby Flenderson. His name is five syllables. I said this before. Believe that might have already been a goof that I've made, I think, with the five syllable, seven syllable thing.
Oh, so that's how you do it. Oh, well.
I couldn't tell if you were purposefully not getting it right or not purposefully, and I'm just happy. I don't want to know if it was purposely or not. So it's
But I'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think it's perfect. Torby, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a patron. We appreciate you and love you. All of our patrons, thank you so much for being patrons. We love you. If you want to be a patron, support the podcast. We think that'd be awesome. Patreon.com/squelch. If you want to listen for free, that's also awesome. It's cool as well. So, you know, however you want to do it, we appreciate the support however you want to provide that support. So yeah. But let's move on to Tea with Finley now.
Hello, old friend. Let's meet for tea after the match, shall we?
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
There it is. Is the did I not fix the drop? So they still really quiet still? I thought
Nope, that's on me. I just forgot that I said something there. I heard the drop, and I was like, what a cool drop. Wouldn't it be fun if someone said something here? Oh, wait. I've got this.
We're firing all cylinders tonight, friends.
I'm just so sad about Matt. Leave me alone.
he's not going anywhere.
I'll be in the Discord. I will further annoy you in the Discord.
He will always live on in our hearts, Daniel.
and in the Discord, but yeah, mainly the Discord, not, you know.
I feel
both.
I'm going to, I want to, Sheep to start. Sheep, tell us what you did this week in Hearthstone.
Yeah, so this morning I was hanging out, you know, eating some breakfast, feeding the baby some breakfast, and playing some games on mobile, and I completed my weekly quest of winning 10 ranked games in Wild, which was pretty kickin' rad, pretty neat. I can't say the same about my standard rank. You know,
same.
I think it begins with like a 7 and has 4 digits now, and that was not the case earlier this month.
That's still higher than I've like been in a long time.
I've been having a lot of fun exploring a lot of different archetypes. I just haven't, you know, one hasn't super clicked outside of like the THL scene, which I'm currently undefeated in Legacy THL, which feels pretty awesome.
That's nice.
That is great.
So is your face.
a rabbit hole worth exploring.
No!
Very much so. I've also been playing some Arena the past few days. I currently have a Demon Hunter run, which is 3-1. I've had a couple of 5-win runs the past couple days, and one like 2-3, 3-3, something like that. But I've been playing a little bit of Arena lately, and I don't typically do that. Typically, I start going in on duels whenever I feel called for this thing, and I can't do that right now. So Arena is where I'm called to now, and getting a few different packs. I've got a few different epics that I still need to get to have the full like Whizbang's Workshop stuff, and I have these tavern tickets, so I'm not spending like gold or monies. So playing some Arena. Arena's fun. Daniel and I need to play a BG's duo. I have a feeling that it's gonna happen perhaps tonight.
Maybe
later, but we're gonna do that thing.
Yeah.
Because most of the time I just want to be talking to someone while I'm duoing, and most of the time people are like, eh, and I'm like, okay, then I'll just like do something else, it's fine, no biggie. Honestly, most of the time I'm the person who's like, I can't like talk verbally right now because like the baby's asleep, or I'm like, you know, also doing like schoolwork or so. That's been my week. Matt.
I guess me. Okay. so I have played some Hearthstone. I actually finished my quest last week. Hooray.
Huzzah!
Lots of Dragon Druid in that time. Dragon Druid is a deck. It's pretty good, and especially when you high roll Zeremi, it's really, really good. But like, you know, you don't count on the high roll, but you also like to get the high roll. Extra Turn Priest is also really, really good. It's like just a mid-rangey little dragon priest. So I'm enjoying it. Shopper DH, I played Shopper DH after the nerfs. It's still pretty good. It's not really, really good, but it's still pretty good. Yeah, I played a bunch of Arena. I played like 4 or 5 runs, and boy, do I have opinions on Arena right now. Mainly
this
the fact...
This is the place for opinions.
Yeah, so Arena... You know, it'd be great.
Just, yes.
Knowing what cards are in the pool that I can draft. Like, I just go into Arena, I pick a legendary off the bat. That's cool. And then, like, I get offered cards, and I'm like, okay, I'll get offered more cards. And I get, but, like, when they were the sets in Arena, I had an idea what was going to be offered. Now I have no clue. It's just, like, random stuff. From all
when did
over.
They make this change?
In the last patch, in the 2.2 patch.
Oh.
And it's like, my biggest problem with it, it's not posted anywhere. Like I would like to see a list of what cards are draftable in Arena. Can I just see that so I can get an idea of like, okay, I look at Druid, I can draft dragons and I can draft this. I look at Priest, I can draft this and I can draft this. Look, I just walk into it, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So and then Dano and I decided to get together Saturday?
It was Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. We did some duos.
Oh yeah. Sure did, Matt.
We played duos. It was a thing that occurred. I hadn't played Battlegrounds in like 2 months, so I have no idea what I was doing. And then like more things happened where I was passing cards over to Dan and he was passing cards over to me, and I could look at his board and be like, oh, I want that minion in your shop. And he was like, what minion? And he like freezes and he doesn't freeze the shop and it goes away, but whatever. It's big. It's Battlegrounds with extra steps, and it's even more complicated than actual Battlegrounds is. And I'm a 43-year-old man, and I come to the conclusion that Battlegrounds is way too complex for me at this point. Like, I could get down and sit and play it, but, oh, boy. But mainly I've been playing a lot of other stuff. Balatro. Get on the Balatro train. It's very, very good game. It starts out as a poker game, but it's really a deck-building roguelike. It's so good. Restarted Battle... what's it?
I've heard that. I've heard it is the description that I think I like the best, and I have yet to play it, was it is a game that anytime you try to describe it sounds like the least exciting game you could ever play.
Yes.
But when you play it, it is the most addicting game you could ever play.
Yeah, like it's like if video poker, if they made this version of video poker in Vegas, I would lose so much money. So I restarted Baldur's Gate 3. I'm a half orc monk with like 10 charisma, and I'm leading my party and leading all the conversations. It's great.
Good.
Asteri and I are bros. I've actually interacted the most with Asteri, and like his story is the most compelling for me right now. So like we're just like talking about like, you know, we're just talking about the other party members, like, you know, who seems like the best snack. It's great. Magic the Gathering. I've been drafting a lot of Outlaws of Thunder Junction. Outlaws of Thunder Junction is an amazing draft set. Go draft it in Arena. Go spend $20 and do like 10, like 5 drafts in Arena. It's worth it. Having a ton of fun with it. After the Hades thing on what, like Friday? Was it Thursday or Friday? Like the Hades 2 thing. I watched the whole thing and I fell in love with Hades again. I fired up a fresh Hades save. I almost beat the Furies in my... I almost beat Megatha in the first run. It was amazing. Like, you know, just wonder... Hades is a good game. Go play Hades.
It's a shockingly good game. Every time I go back to that game, I'm like, gosh, this game is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
And Hades 2 looks even, like just as good, if not better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they've, like, because they've expanded the way everything looks, and it's just, like, has such more detail, and, it, like, there's so much more going on, and it's... Oh, I cannot wait for early access so I can buy the early access, leave it on Steam for a year, and then when I play it when it comes to 1.0, because that's what I'm going to do.
Probably what I'll do as well.
Yeah. And then Sunday, I spent most of the day at my computer or somewhere nearby putting all my commander decks onto Architect. So I can keep track of them and be like, okay, I have these cards, this card, this card, this card's in this deck, this card's in this deck, whatever. All like, you know, so, and I came to discover I have 12 lists I play. I have 12 commander decks that I've bought and built. And it's a problem. So when BlizzletCon happens, right? Stormrage.
It's coming to be a real thing. It started as a joke, and it's becoming more and more real.
When it happens, I will bring a selection of decks that we can all play together.
Nice.
And y'all can just grab whatever you want to play, and we'll sit down. If you don't know how to play Magic, I'll teach you how to play Magic. It's great.
That would be me.
Yeah.
I get to be taught.
Yeah, perfect. And, yeah, why not? So, yeah, that's what I've been – that was my week in gaming in Hearthstone. Dan. How about you?
Has Stormrage spoken yet?
I have not, but I can wait.
One of the Daniels may speak.
I'll go last, because I feel like I've missed out a couple of weeks. So
okay. I'll finish up. Boy, howdy. The quest change hit me in a way I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
I logged on a number of times, and every time I saw the quest requirements, I went, I don't have time for that. And then I closed the client. I wasn't like angry, and I'm still not angry about it, but it's sad, and it made me go, oh, I can't invest that much time into it right now, so then I shouldn't invest that time in at all, which is not the right way to think about it, right? Like, if I just play a couple games a day, I'll complete those weekly quests. I just need to play consistently and frequently. But just seeing that play 75 battle cries or play 100 battle cries, whatever it was, win 10 games, I was like, I can't win 10 games. Sunday nights, I usually am like, all right, I'm going to finish out all my weeklies that I missed so that way I can have a fresh start. And I looked at it and I was like, I can't. I had 9 wins left for a standard game. And I was like, that's just not possible. I'm not going to be able to do that in a single day. And so because I kept looking at that number and I went number too high, I just went, well, I can't complete that number, so I shouldn't bother playing it. And that was a bit of a bummer. And I wasn't expecting it to be that much of a bummer. I expected to be like angry or frustrated about it. I didn't feel either of those things. I was just like, oh, well, I guess I just won't play Hearthstone for a bit. I did end up playing enough Battlegrounds that I completed that quest of win 10 Battlegrounds.
That's the hard one.
Yeah, so I played a lot of Battlegrounds, and Battlegrounds itself is phenomenal, folks. If you haven't played, it's wonderful. It is what I like about whenever they make these massive new changes is because there's so many new things that if you're overwhelmed by it, so are the older players, as they're all trying to figure out what the heck is a good comp, bad comp, what cards are great, what cards are carrying, what cards are trash. And right now, it's really interesting. There's some really fun comps. I really love the way a lot of the tribes play. I think beasts are significantly more fun. I don't think they're more powerful, but they're more fun. I think dragons are the same. And I think there's a lot of very, very fun design decisions. But I also think that there are some kind of whiffs as far as like cards that are clearly not worth playing or cards that are pretty insanely OP. And so I think the balance just needs a little bit of adjusting, but it's pretty obvious. And it's just like, oh, well, I just won't pick that card then, right? Right now, Orchestra was busted in duos with the amount of double battle cries and Rylic builds, which is the tier 4 beast that is death rattle trigger adjacent battle cries. That card's just always good. That card is the difference between top tier players and lower tier players, is how often they get that card, because that card is the most powerful card in Battlegrounds, and it's not close. And then there are others that are like Nagas that are pretty bad. Don't go Nagas right now would be my suggestion. They're pretty bad up until tier 6 when you can get Mr. All the Gains Boys. Or if you go really hard into Deep Blue Crooner, but it's just, I'd avoid it. So I would say, for me, standard, I'm not at that point in my Hearthstone playing where I play enough to easily complete the weekly quests. So instead I'm playing less than I ever have, which is bad. But I'm playing probably just as much Battlegrounds as I usually do, and that's still really fun. So I think Sheep gave us some advice earlier of like, just ignore it, and we'll talk about them more later on. But I think that that's what I've got to do, and that sucks. But I think it'll be healthier for me and my outlook on the game. Dano?
Everyone in my house got sick. It was
sure
great.
Did.
Dean got sick, then Sarah got sick, then I got sick, then Junior Mint got sick. It's been lots of fun. So Junior Mint's been to the vet twice this week.
Oh, no.
So that's been a gem. That's been great. So it wasn't like any one of us at one time either. It was like we all just like, okay, Dean's better now. Okay, now Sarah's sick. All right, now Sarah's better. Now I'm sick. Super cool. It was great. It was lots of fun. I would recommend to anybody who is interested. Played some Dragon Druid this week. I was talking with Sheep a little bit about, I think it was Sheep, where I was talking about the difference between pre-rotation and post-rotation Dragon Druid. Pre-rotation Dragon Druid was hyper-consistent. Just like insanely crazy consistent with like Malagos and Alexstrasza and the dragons. It was just a super consistent deck. Like it was a high floor, low ceiling deck, if that makes sense. Like you could basically guarantee that you were going to win 55% of your games. And you could nudge that a little bit higher if you kind of knew how to beat Warrior. Other than that, like it was just a good deck, and you could play it super consistently, and it just kind of did its thing, and it was great for that. This new Dragon Druid, it's like low floor, low ceiling, because like it just whiffs. It just, because like you're not doing dragon stuff. You're doing like dragon stuff plus random legendaries plus like hope you get the priest legendary and then you get a win.
Yeah.
Because you get two turns because it's a dragon. So it's I don't believe it's as good. I don't think it's as fun. I like the randomness is a little too I don't know. Like it. I got like new Finley today, and I was like, "Well, that's a bust." Like, one, two, three is not helpful. So, like, it's fine. I enjoy it. I don't enjoy as much as last meta's Dragon Druid, but it's a nice little Dragon Druid. Played in the mid range Dragon Priest a little bit. That is a fun deck. That's a little bit more like Dragon Druid was. I feel like, not quite as consistent or not quite as like fun, like crazy cool things, but. You'd be surprised at how often you're like, oh, I have 2 4/4s on board. That's lethal because I get to play two turns in a row. Like, like I had my opponent at 15 the other day, and I was like, how am I ever going to get there? And I was like, wait, 4 plus 4 is 8, and then 8 plus 8 is 16. That's just lethal on board. I just need it. It's the most basic math because 2 turns in a row is good. So been enjoying that deck. It's the slower variant, not necessarily the more aggressive variant. Just because I like the slower decks a little bit more. Played some Rainbow DK, super good deck, a whole ton of mirrors. So I'm not playing a ton of it. I mean, I'm winning. I have a really good win rate with it. I probably could hit legend if I wanted to with it. If I wanted to like really just jam really hard the rest of the month, I don't think I'm going to though. Played some Rainbow Mage. That deck is just this the same as it's always been. I don't think I've changed that deck in 6 months. it's the same thing. It just does what it does. Yeah, and then played some duos with Matt. And I tell you what, if you don't know what a card, Matt would be like, I have a Razor Shark Trash Bin car. Do you want a Razor Shark Trash Bin car? I'm like, what? And the Razor Shark Trash Bin car. I'm like, what does it do? Like, if I can't see the card or read it, I don't know what in the. So like, Matt and I got crushed every single time we played. I wouldn't even say it was fun necessarily. It was just humbling. Like I'm not. Sorry if my audio is a little bit.
No,
high.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Dan. I'm so sorry.
No, it probably is. I don't know what's going on. My mic was weird. So I hit a button on my mic and I don't know what I did. So
we
shall see how the audio turns out.
I mean, better than the suspense last week. Oh boy.
the Bee Gees, it was. I'm not bad at Battlegrounds. Like, I'm not great at Battlegrounds, but, like, I'm not bad at it. Terrible at duos.
I mean...
I don't think I'll play again.
No, you can fully blame your teammate on that one.
I really don't think so. It was 100% me playing poorly. Or not knowing... Because you have to know what the cards do, and you have to know, like, what the comps are, and, like, it's brutal. It's brutal. So... yeah, and then so I've been looking for a game for like 3 or 4 years. I want Fallout 4, but not Fallout 4, but I want settlements, and I want like getting to recruit like party members and getting to play as the party members, so like first person style, like not like I don't want like a city sim of like a post-apocalyptic city sim, but I want to have settlement building and I want to have party building. And I've been not lying. I've been looking for that game for like 3 or 4 years. I was just kind of assumed it didn't exist. And I was bouncing around in Steam and I found the State of Decay series, which has been around forever. And it's exactly what I've been looking for. Like, exactly. And it is amazing. I was playing a little bit before we started recording, and I had a character, just a really fantastic character. And one of, like, the young woman on the radio, like, her father had passed away at the beginning of the game. And she's like, hey, I want you to go up and, I mean, if you have a chance, go to, like, the ranger station where the game begins and just pick up, like something that I can remember him by. And I was like, oh, I should probably get a second party member for this, but, you know, I'm already in a car. I'll just go jam up there real quick. I'll grab it. It's the beginning of the game. Won't be a big deal. I go up there, and immediately there's a couple of hordes. I'm like, oh, so this is like a kind of more complicated zone. And I did not bring the supplies for it. I should definitely turn around and go back. But I'm like, but I don't want to go back without getting this for this character. So I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and get it. And then immediately got myself in a pickle, got out of the pickle, like got the locket, was sneaking my way out of the zone, climbed down into the ravine. All I had to do was climb out of the ravine, and there was my car. And then there was just this giant, it was called a bloater. It's this giant like creature that was grab you and like basically like break you in half, killed the character, and it's permadeath. So oh, no. I was like, I was there. I had snuck out. I had done this really dumb thing, got it. And then it was like crunch. And I was like, oh, probably my best character too. And like, I was like, oh no, I really did it. It's like, that was really stupid. So yeah, that game, it's hitting it right. It's great. It's fantastic. So, yeah. So that's me right there. So that's, should we go to the Naga sandwich?
Sure.
Taste my grilled cheese.
All right.
Munch.
So what was it that you said, Matt, at the beginning of the, before we started recording?
But the oops, no goops, or the oops, no oops, all
no,
salt.
it was three times the quest, 1.2 the goods.
Oh, no, that was sheep. That was sheep.
Yeah.
So we don't have a first good or best good this week. We just have a not so good. Yeah. And that not so good is quests. So when Storm Rage, when you're talking about it, like all I could think about was my first reaction, which was, and my second and third reaction, which I would log in. I kind of just stare at the screen and be like, I don't really wanna. Mm-hmm. And I'd stare at it for a little bit longer, and I go into the collection, and then I close the game and like go read a book.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did. And I know that they are bringing it down, and that they brought them down at least the first draft, but it seems like this was a decision that they are going to stand by. And that, I think, unequivocally, is a mistake. Mm. I think it's going to alienate and isolate a lot of players. I think a lot of people are going to get a lot less XP done. Not because of, like, actual rewards versus work. I think if you had done it, like, if you were to look at the numbers, I would guess you would be able to look and go, oh, well, people are playing this much, they'll just get more. But when you put that number higher, people will play less because they think they don't play enough to get that thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think engagement's going to go down. I think a lot of people are going to be more upset about it. I think a lot of people are not going to get as far in the tavern track. And I think that this is just a straight up whiff by whoever made this decision. But it pretty clearly wasn't anyone on the Hearthstone team, or at least anybody that's ever interacted with the community, because it was communicated to the team, as far as I understand it, as a pretty small change. And they're like, great, we'll throw it in a patch note as a small little thing. It'll be a small little update. And then it was not. It was not a small change. And I think people are rightfully upset about it, rightfully frustrated. But as always, hat doesn't have anything to do with it. Anybody on Twitter doesn't have anything to do with it. You want to take your frustrations out? There's only a handful of people that are responsible for it. And I feel bad, but this feels like a Tyler call. If you're the director of the game, you probably know what's happening here. Now, do I have any idea what Tyler does for the day, for the game? Not a clue. Not a clue. I have no idea what that dude does.
What does his voice sound like? I don't know.
I mean, he was
in a video like around BlizzCon.
He was in a single short instance of a video, and yes, he did one interview.
I believe you.
So
I believe you.
maybe he's the dude that makes quest changes. Maybe that's his job. I don't know. But it's a bad choice, and I really hope that they eventually come back all the way on it. But I'm pretty clear that they will.
I don't think they will. My biggest issue with this, like the weekly quests, and this is all just the weekly quests that they changed, was the fact that they made us think about the weekly quests. Like previously the weekly quests were just things that you did because you played the game of Hearthstone. Now you actually have to look at them and play, do I really want to play 60 mini cards? Am I doing the mini dot deck for 60 times? No. Am I doing it 32 times? No. Like, it's just like you, like, sometimes, like, it's just like, yeah, battle cries happen, playing minion, doing damage to face happens. That's great. If they changed the text from win to play, I think it would have been much more well received.
Yes.
Like, instead of like mm-hmm. win 15 games or win 10 games, it should be play 15 games, play 10 games, or whatever. Like, you know, so like, it's like the fact that, like, okay, like, They especially with like the line like in the apology and the hey we're rolling it back thing where it's like we wanted to make the quests more like more people to interact with the weekly quests. Why is this a thing you want? Yeah. We want like the weekly
shareholders.
We just want the weekly quest to be a thing. Like just like we like as a player like the weekly quests are a thing that just happened to us like during the week. Like shouldn't be like a thing like we have to look at and be like, I don't have time for this. And it's a complete and like yeah, with the, like looking at it, it's a completely emotional reaction that should never have happened. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and it's just completely frustrating. And it's like, yeah, like the fact that like this was changed by people that you know have no idea. I don't know if they know what the community is or is like, or even if even played Hearthstone on a regular basis. So.
Yeah. So whenever I very first looked at it, I was like, oh, cool. I'm already going to do all these things. The minis aside, I was already re-rolling it at 16. Like that wasn't happening already. but like, you know, I typically would complete my quests on Monday. And so I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to get some more experience for doing this thing. And then I saw the big pushback for it, and I was like, oh, I think that I'm perhaps engaging in this game in a way that is not quite as healthy as mm-hmm. I should be engaging with this game. And I wish that I could say that, you know, gave me some sort of, like, revelation, and I, like, you know, have adjusted my play patterns. It is not. I've already completed my weekly quests for this week with the like amped up versions today. So that's. I understand why people are upset. They should be like three times, maybe two times the amount of effort for 20% more is not really
not good.
Cool. And like y'all said, I don't think it was made by like that decision was made by the devs. What I think the biggest issue is, and Matt hit the nail on the head with this, is it got people to think about whether they or not they're going to engage with it, whether or not they're like, am I going to do this? I don't know. For me, it's like, oh yeah. I mean, I know that I play an unhealthy amount. I know I'm just going to do it. Like no issue.
But like for me, this makes me think, can I afford to play Standard anymore? Do I just play Battlegrounds now? Because it's asking me to double the investment that I currently have in Standard mm-hmm. in order for me to do anything. And maybe I don't. Maybe I just stop playing a little bit of Standard and I just play BGs. I don't know. Like that, I haven't come to any conclusions, but those are the questions that I'm asking myself.
Yeah, and honestly, my biggest recommendation is, look at your weekly quests briefly, reroll the ones that you're like, I don't want to do that. And then forget about them. Just play the game like you would want to play. You want to play Battlegrounds? Keep the Battleground quest. You want to play some standard? Keep the standard quest. Reroll the mini quest. Like that, even at 32, that's too much. That's like insane. You'd have to go out of your way to do that thing. Even at 16, like I was rerolling that. Like that was never happening. So reroll the things that you're like, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. That just feels like a chore. And then forget about it. Just play the game like you would normally be playing it, and you know, have fun. Forget the biggest recommendation about this huge change is just forget about it. And that's the more healthy way to approach it. And I don't think that's a good recommendation, but I think it's the best recommendation that we have under the current constraints.
Mm-hmm. And I think
feels bad to say.
Yeah. I think where my head went immediately was, you know, $50 to $80 every was it 4 months? You're paying $50 to $80, and then mm-hmm. you are using the rest of your reward track gold to make up for the rest. That does not get you a complete set. Like it gets you a good chunk of the way there. A fifty dollar bundle will get you, you know, a handful of legendaries. The $80 bundle will get you a good chunk of it, but you really do need to, you need that gold that you get from the reward track in order to supplement what you're missing. Right now, you know, if the best way to engage with a game is to not engage with one of the primary ways you progress through the reward track and get that gold, how many people are going to find themselves next expansion after that with just not enough gold to get the cards that they need to play the game, right? Because this isn't like Magic where you have your deck and you play your deck, right? Hearthstone players are used to being able to craft most of the decks that they want, right? Like maybe there's a few they choose not to engage with because, okay, I don't want to craft this one niche legendary for this deck, so I'll just skip this deck. But, you know, I have these other 7 decks that I can play that I have the cards for. But what happens when people aren't completing the reward track because they're not completing their weeklies, and now they don't have these sets and they're playing even less? It just seems like whoever made this call just did not think it through.
Yeah.
Or didn't understand how Hearthstone players engage with the game.
Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a goof. And, like, it's a big miss. It's a big, big miss. And these updated change this week, I know, I believe I saw somewhere that, like, they're going to continue to reevaluate, which is good. But, like, 10 is a lot. Yeah. And, like, right now we're lucky if you have, like, the Tavern Brawl quest, because you can blow through those 10 super quick with Druid in this with this current one. But like next week, you might not have that. It might be one of the slow Tavern Brawls. And then what, you're going to get 10 wins in Arena? That's $1.50 a run. Or 10 wins in BGs? That is an investment in time.
Mm-hmm.
So like between the win 10 non-constructed games and the play 15,000 minis, those are two almost uncompletable quests if you were not playing daily, right? That's brutal. That's absolutely brutal. I think the 10 standard wins, I think most people probably get through that. Well, there are some weeks I've had where I'm playing a pretty jank deck and mm-hmm. I'm having fun with it, where I don't get 10 wins and I had a lot of fun in the game. I'm completing all my dailies. I'm having a good time. I'm just not getting a bunch of wins. Now I have to think about that. Or like this week and last week, I wanted to play Wheel Warlock, but I had to deal 500 damage to face. Guess what doesn't deal any damage to face? Wheel Warlock. I could not play Wheel Warlock. Guess what I have this week? I have to play 75 Battlecry minions. I can't play the decks I want to play because of these weekly quests.
Yeah.
They are forcing me to engage with the game in a way I don't want to in order to continue to play the game. And that is a miss. Mm-hmm. That is a complete miss.
Yeah.
So, yeah. like, and it's a bummer.
I think it's such a difference between dailies and weeklies, because mm-hmm. dailies, you can make me try new things. I don't mind. Like,
yeah.
play three games as Warrior, and it's like, oh, I haven't played Warrior in a while. Three games, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's, but then you're asking me to play my entire, change my entire deck style based on the time that I currently have with Hearthstone for that entire week. Just to be realistic, I mean, soon once the summer hits and I'm out of school, I'll play however I want because I'll be able to complete those. But right now, when time is limited, now if I get certain weeklies, I just don't play because I don't want to play that deck this week or something along those lines. I think, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, and shout out to Diego in chat for the same thing, Overwatch has a much better system for dailies and weeklies. Their dailies are essentially play three games, and you'll basically auto-complete three of your needed dailies. That's it. And then for the weeklies, all of them can be done without ever even trying to, because they're just play games, and your wins count double towards their progress, and losses count as one, and they're things like play 30 games. And it's really easy to get through them. They're not even like in your face. They're in the background. And then when you complete them, it goes, hey, you completed this. And you're like, cool, fantastic. I love that. And the fact that I can complete them while playing pretty much any mode that I want in any way that I want is really important. And I wish that Hearthstone took that philosophy more with weeklies if they're going to make weeklies more difficult to complete.
Yeah. The other thing I like also want to like, it's like, I also kind of want to like, as I said it like right off the bat, like when I saw that they increased the XP that you get from these quests, like I saw it off the bat, like, oh, okay, we're getting more XP. And like, oh yeah, that's three times more. And like, yeah, that's bad. But also like, yeah. So like, so this rewards track is kind of followed the same amount of XP that we've had for like all the rewards track previously up before the, up to the, like, except for the first one, which is the first one they changed. Right. Mm-hmm. My question is, and this is total speculation, what's the next rewards tracks going to look like? Are they going to have more XP gates on it where you're going to have to do more XP and more things? So it looks like, so they stretch out the XP requirements so that you don't get as much from the rewards track.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm worried about. And that's like a thing in my mind that should never be in my mind, but they put it there.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that's a really valid concern. As soon as you mentioned that, it was like, ooh, golly.
Yeah.
Gee willikers. I hope not. While Storm Rage was talking, I found these perfect solution to the weekly quest debacle. You discover your weekly quests. That way you decide which path you're going towards. Because Dano, like you said, you want to play Wheel Warlock. You don't want to deal damage to your opponent. Like Wheel Warlock can do that thing if you discover the Phanotum. I digress. That's not how you're trying to win, though. You want to win with the wheel. I get it. So win 10 games. Sure, you can do that with Wheel Warlock. Spend mana. Boom. That's another one. Yep. Like whatever the third one is that you decide to pick. Like, okay. But discover your weeklies, because basically that's kind of what my recommendation is with the like reroll the ones that you're not wanting to do. It's just it takes longer to get there. And you don't get the choice in what you're moving to. Mm-hmm. Right. You want to engage with the game the way that you feel rewarded for doing so. And playing Battlecry Minions is, Dano, that's not what you want to do this week. Spend the mana. Boom. Easy clap. Like, let's do it. If you could discover, I feel like that would, even with the increased, like, requirements to complete them, I feel like if you're choosing your own adventure, that would solve so many of the issues as well.
Yeah, but that's or like stagger them like they do with some of like the quests that you get for like the things, like the
events and stuff,
the event
like that.
Quests where you do one thing and then the next one rolls in, like it's like win five and then win another five for a certain amount of more XP and win another five for another little bit less XP, you know, like but that's also functionality in the client that they haven't probably not going to put in, because you know, it's more work for the team for less reward. I don't know. We'll see.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah.
Three times the dev work for 1.2 times
the reward. Yeah. The player sentiment. There we go. We got back to it. There we go. Yeah. It's a bummer to talk about it this way. Like, talk about the economy, like on this show, especially where it's just like, you know, like we usually are the goof show, right? And there's no goofs here. There's no goofs for this.
Yeah.
But we do. But there's some pretty good salt later that we can talk about, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Should we move on to any last thoughts on the quests? Well, thank you. I think those were all good thoughts. I love your idea of discovering the quests.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Let's do that. All right. Let's riddle me this, Fred. I don't have the drop on my board.
Oops. Riddle me this, Fred. Last week's riddle. Rocks fall and everyone dies. Oopsies. Okay, well, maybe not everyone. Most of the time, it's just me. Do I have potential? Sure. So did Barnes. Am I absolutely infuriating? Oh, I'm so very punchable. But even if you punch me, I end up winning.
Is it the Demon Hunter punchy thing?
It is not Demon Hunter. Boy, howdy, they've got such a punchable face.
I think I got it. Is it Molten Giant?
It is not Molten Giant, a very fair guess.
Is it Nimsy?
It is. It is Game Master Nimsy.
He said punchable face, and I was like, there it is.
referencing Rocks Fall and Everyone Dies, Oopsies is Nimsy's flavor text. And it does very similar things to Barnes in that it pulls things out, some of them for very, very cheap. And even if you kill it, it still ends up winning because that's what it wants to do every time.
I wish that card was better.
I'm glad it's not.
Same. I have the fancy one, though. So
yeah.
I'm jealous.
Hi, jealous. I'm sheep.
Oh, boy. Let's go to the next riddle. I'm a callback, but you could give me the stats of the OG, and I'm still terrible. Some people were mad, whales were glad, but in the end, it didn't even matter.
I had to fall to lose it all.
I had to fall to lose it all.
But in the end,
it doesn't even matter.
I have no idea.
All right. That's all I got.
So,
it's a riddle.
Here we go.
You figure it out.
And if you figure it out, go into the Squelch Discord, into the riddles channel, and guess right there. And Storm Rage will be like, ha, you fool. Or,
yeah, ha, you did it.
All right, all of this week's salt, every single bit of this week's salt comes from the post by Blizzard Entertainment. We're reducing some of the updated requirements on weekly quests. View full article. And then I just went through and screenshotted a whole lot of bangers. Storm Rage, get us started.
This is by Bender, who has 36 posts. Blizzard, give us a refund for Tavern Pass. Earn 50 gold for every level completed from 101 to level 400. Liars. If I knew that I would not have purchased it. Blizzard, your deceitful and manipulative tactics are becoming increasingly unacceptable. You did it to yourself, Blizzard. Going forward, I am free to play. You not going to see any of my money putting your oversized, curvaceous bottoms on a diet.
A lot of these, by the way, you're going to see a theme for a lot of these ones. They're very...
Man, there's so many.
All right, Matt, this next one is yours.
This is from Bayonetta. You know, instead of shooting demons, she's posting in the forums. Like all that bait and switch was not planned in advance to get things where you want. Still higher requirements than before, and pretended you listened to players.
so much bait and switch salt. Yeah. So many people are like, oh, we see what you're doing, Blizzard. All right, sheep.
This next post is from Alnair with 8 posts. I said it when I first saw the uproar. Blizzard put the requirements crazily high on purpose so people would be upset. So when they lowered, quote unquote, them to what they really wanted them to be, no one would complain. They're still going to be higher than before. They should remain the way they used to be before any changes.
You'll notice a lot of these people are posting like 1, 2, 5 times. These are not like our repeat posts. These are all people who are just so mad they went to the forums.
Yeah, although we do have a couple of consistent players in here.
We do.
Bayonetta, yep. we've featured a time or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reluck, 6 posts. Nope. Revert to what it was. This is just a psychological and commercial tactic. You are insulting us and treating us like idiots. Storm Rage.
Blastmeister has 7 posts. Partially walking this back is not enough. They need to fully revert these changes. They've clearly gone into this intending to be talked down into slightly less insane quest requirements to make it seem like a better deal by comparison.
Dr. Matt Evil. Really, dude. This is the most basic political move. Make something terrible, pretend you are listening to people, and make it worse than before.
That was a pretty good Dr. Evil.
That was a really good Dr. Evil.
This one's mine. This was in this thread. Zool says, bring duels back. Update and support it. Hard agree. Hard agree.
I mean, you know, makes that, you know, that when not constructed quest a lot easier.
Yeah.
I included this one because I just wanted more people to read it and hear it. So this is one post. Sheep, go ahead and take this one.
Yeah. Jaw J, this is their first post, said, just adding my response into the mix for consideration. I very, very rarely post, this is their first post, and have been playing WoW and Hearthstone pretty much since launch and have enjoyed them a lot. However, this change to the weekly quests has really left me feeling very let down and disappointed. The weekly quests meant I could complete the rewards track each season, which I would pay for, even if I couldn't play for 3 or 4 weeks due to work, etc. I would often complete the weekly quests, and if I had time and was enjoying myself, I would play a few more games. This change now makes me begrudge each and every one of those extra games I have to play now and used to play for fun. I feel like there is no respect being given to my time and how long completing those quests will take.
Correct.
I would very much appreciate the change being reverted.
It's just salt. That's just like a good opinion and well thought out.
That's
written.
Why that wasn't even salt. Really, I was like, this person deserves to be heard.
I love Super Cuddles, though. Super Cuddles is a very consistent player in this segment.
Yes. This one's all yours. Go ahead and take it.
Rent is $1,000. We are changing this so that rent is $3,000. But don't worry. We are including a ninja blender to compensate. Okay, you know, we've reconsidered and are reducing the rent to $2,000. But you get to keep the blender. That should settle things, right?
As an owner of a ninja blender, it is well worth, like, actually, ninja blenders are really, really good. I really like my ninja blender.
All right. Sheep, pick the last one here.
All right. And this is from DJ Vibrator with 7 posts. They say, hello. I was playing on Monday, and by the time the patch launched, I already had all quests completed. Because of that, my quests were not replaced with higher XP values, and it kind of feels like I lost 1,500 XP for completing it too early. Would appreciate some form of compensation. Thank you. Did this person read my mind? Like, I could have written this, actually. I was like, hey, I would have liked that experience.
All right. That's it for this week. thank you so much for listening. Thanks to all our patrons for patronizing us. A special thank you to our producers and best friends forever, Backstress and Ridiculous App. You can find all our socials, media, and contact information at the pinned comment on our Patreon page over at patreon.com/squelch.
And remember that Hearthstone is a game and that games are supposed to be fun.
And that is enough wool gathering for this week.
Yeah! Sling those cards, baby! Yeah!
For all the times you said while playing in one game.
Oh, Sheep, you should plug something in this section. You
said oh, yeah. This week, on Friday, we will be recording Born to Be Wild's 200th episode. I'm so excited. Like, we've got a lot of old faces coming back. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to be slightly ambiguous because we haven't, like, you know, given it away who all's going to be there. But, like, if you've been watching Born to Be Wild or Into the Wild before that, you will notice some of these faces.
Ooh. When do you record live?
Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Pacific.
What channel?
twitch.tv/borntobewildhf.
I'll go there. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to hopefully be there. I try to pop in whenever I can on Fridays. It's kind of a nice way to spend like a Friday evening, I'm not going to lie.
It's always really chill.
When we play games, well, I guess. Speaking of 200 episodes, Craig singing here. Hey, Craig. Uh-huh.
Thanks for reminding us there's a squelch button, squelch
cast. Oh, definitely worth tuning in.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Who's to say? Craig of Canada, famously of certain wild podcasts.
Craig of Canada, fun fact, is the only person we've ever had to edit on Blizzlet.
Wow. That's impressive. That's actually honestly impressive.
That is actually surprising.
I don't even want to know. I don't think. What do you have to say?
I couldn't even remember. I just remember going, "Ooh, okay." Wow. He went, "Blizzlet's no censor. I've got this under control."
Hold my beverage.
Stormreach on Squelch. All right, this is the end. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate your time, and we will talk at you next week.
Goodbye!
And in the end, it matters. It actually does.
Yeah. Maybe Linkin Park was wrong for the first time.
The only time Linkin Park was wrong.
Are you going to say goodbye, Matt? Or are you just going to like stare whimsically at the camera?
Also, rest in peace, Chester Bennington.
Oh, yeah. Well, we said no goofs, only sadness, so.
Yeah.
It's a fitting way to end.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Sad!
Just do the slide whistle, yeah.